This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The English FA have just launched a new strategy to increase participation in disability football by a third over the next 4 years. Here to tell us more is Catherine Gilby, Head of Para Performance for the FA. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Good to be back.
Well, Football Without Limits is a really far-reaching strategy. Give us an idea of some of its key aims.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously builds on the Football Your Way game plan from 4 years ago, which was groundbreaking, first of its kind. And I think we always knew that was just going to be the start. So Football Without Limits is really, again, about pushing forward into the next 4 years, because we've gathered momentum. It's important to keep that going and drive forward. So there are a number of threads you'll see. It's groundbreaking, again, because it crosses every department of the FA, and you don't really see that across many NGBs, where you're bringing in teams from all of the different disciplines. So I think what we're seeing is around opportunity at grassroots and making sure we've got clubs playing opportunities and support available to ensure that if people just want to get involved, be active, that there are those opportunities. I think for us at the elite end, the sharp end of the pathway, as it were, it's about taking where we've got to. You know, we had our most successful season as England Para Football 23-24. We want to push on and start turning some of those silvers into golds, and making sure all of our teams can get on the podium, because we know when we are successful on the world scene, that then closes the loop and drives and inspires a generation of young children with impairments to go, I can do that and I want to be a part of it. So, you know, those two are the ones I can talk to really because of where I'm connected. I suppose the other ones that are really critical that almost underpin that are the ongoing support we receive from our comms team. I mean, I think not just the last 12 months, probably the last 2 years, we've seen a real step change from the support and the commitment to that. And I think we undoubtedly are the world leaders in promoting para football. We have an incredible team of individuals with real creative and innovative approaches to what we do. I think the other bit to pick out is really looking at, in order for us to take some of these big leaps in performance, we do need to move to an approach of sustainability and improved resource. And by resource, I do mean funding, but I also mean people. And so we're on a real journey to find some partners that really want to partner with us as Para Football, to really be identified as supporting us and really drive all of the different initiatives that we've got forward. So for us, it really epitomizes where we are. We've probably accelerated over the last 4 years, I think, really developed at a pace. Now it's not to stand still, it's to move forward again in the next 4 years. I think we feel we've got a big role to play. We are well supported by both the FA and by Sport England, and we have a role to play on that international scene too. So I think you'll start to see that thread emerge as quite an important one throughout the strategy too.
And part of the new strategy is the launch of the COMETS Pan Disability Football Programme, which is for children aged 5 to 11. How important is it to give young people a safe space and a big kickstart to their journey in football?
I mean, I can't say how important it is. I think it's immensely important, because if we don't get that bit right, we don't end up with those players who pull on the England shirt and represent their country. The bigger we can make that pyramid, at the base of the pyramid, the better off we are from a talent ID perspective as well. I think what we find when we talk to our players who have been through this developmental journey as individuals with impairments is they aren't getting, whether it be any opportunity throughout education or very minimal opportunity throughout their education, to actually take part, whether it be in football or any sport. So for us, and you've very succinctly sort of described the COMETS plan, it's about a safe space for children to have fun, play football, develop social relationships and really grow as people. Almost the football can become a bit secondary in that, which is great, because people then are just participating for the love of the game. So I think we're starting to try and fill a gap that really exists. One of the things we continually work with our players on is then they come into our system. So once they're talent identified and in the pathway, is we have to almost go back in time a little bit to develop those physical literacy skills that they have missed out on developing through that school age that I was mentioning. So for us, it's hugely important. It's hugely important that there's a specific one for disability, because I think there is a challenge at times through people just not wanting to do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. So they'd rather not do anything. So I think that also provides a safe space for people like coaches, like support staff, to also develop and really understand that when we coach, we're coaching the person in front of us. Sometimes they may have a disability, and that might mean you've got these extra considerations that you really must ensure are built into your practice. But ultimately, it's still football or it's still sport. So I think it's a safe space, not just for players, but actually for the people that surround our sport. We know that the number of volunteers across football, whether that be in the men's, women's or the para game, is huge. And so it's important for us to provide opportunity for those individuals to feel like they're developing the skills and the knowledge to appropriately support our players with disability.
And in 4 years' time, what's the hope? Where would you like to see disability football in England?
I think my ultimate aim, I'll start at the top end and work my way down the pathway. So from elite performance end, for the seven teams that we have, I'd love to have a podium finish for each of those teams. And that being in a European or a world championship. For the blind men, I'd love to see them qualify for LA 28. And we've got a really nice period of time now. You know, Adam Bendall, head coach, has got quite a fairly young team with some senior players that he's really trying to bring together and develop. So I think there's real opportunity there. So love to qualify also for the Paralympic Games. I would also love to see that base of the pyramid grow, especially in some of our impairment groups where we are challenged with numbers. I think blind and visually impaired players are an example in that. You know, we don't have a large population of those individuals anyway in this country. And I think we would just like to broaden the base. And I think we've got some great initiatives from a para talent pathway perspective that are really trying to work with other sports in that space. So rather than getting individuals to specialise early, we're looking at talent ID strategies that work across sports so that ultimately we're providing a grounding for an individual in a number of sports, and they can ultimately determine which one they want to pursue. So I think there's a piece around more children with disability playing, and I think it's about more success on the world stage, because we know we can create change when we perform well. But in saying that, I suppose the caveat I'll put to that is we are more than winning. I think I probably in our last interview said the same, is that whether you speak to myself, the staff in the programme or the players, the common thread is we want to win, but we are more than football. So they want to influence what's happening in schools, what's happening in society through their own action. And I think we have a number of aims to start really, I suppose, reaching out into the outside of the football environment, into society, to go, where can we play a role in helping that? So I'd also hope to see that we've managed to initiate and implement a number of strategies, I suppose, and initiatives that start to feel like they're reaching a little further than football.
What was the best place to read more about the new Football Without Limits strategy and also get involved in disability football?
Well, the best place to go is our website, and you'll find all accessible formats of the strategy on there. Social media website are your best points to reference the strategy.
Catherine Gilby, Head of Para Performance for the English FA. We're looking forward to following the progress of all the disability sides over the next 4 years. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.